this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. The RNC passes their 2024 platform. We're going to talk about that. As the DNC, as that convention nears, still doesn't have a clear shot of who their candidate will be. We're going to talk about all of the latest on Replace Biden Watch. Additionally, we have for you updates. Yes, updates on Dr. Jill hitting the campaign trail without her husband. And the way that the mainstream media is absolutely in free fall. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. It is July 9th, and I need you to do me a little favor, a little teeny tiny favor, and rumble this video. You guys know to do that. There's a thumbs up on the mobile app. There's a thumbs up on the browser. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, and you share the stream out, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards. You know it's the only place that we belong. You know it's a big week coming up. You know next week's even bigger with the RNC, and you know that I'm ready. You know that Frankie's ready. I think you know that you're ready, and let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday. It is July 9th, and I am joined by the one and only. He is the most based producer in the game. And you know what? I mean, maybe he was hoping that part of the RNC platform would be make producer Frankie the producer of all things RNC media related. Frankie, maybe in the 2028 platform, they're going to put you in the Republican Party platform. I mean, what could be more base than having Frankie included as a formal memorandum, okay? Part of the platform of the party. That's how monumental he is. Producer Frankie, how you doing?
All right. I guess Mike didn't have a chance to make a joke because he didn't make fun of me. That was nice, though. I like that. It was fun. It'd be my honor, Mike. You know, it'd be my honor. Yeah.
Listen, every now and then, I got to say something nice about Frankie, right? I got to keep that morale up in the studio. I got to keep the morale up. Right, Frankie?
Yeah, no, I
so,
love it.
So, yeah, there you go. I mean, come on, look at it. We got to make sure his button-pressing fingers are nice and, you know, lubricated. So, all right, guys, big show today. Obviously, we got a lot going on as we are following what is going on with the demise of Joe Biden. And I think it's like a big saying, and I don't know who says it, but it's a very common saying where they say, when your enemy is making a mistake, don't interrupt them, right? And I think it's pretty amazing how people are speculating, is Trump going to make his selection for vice president this week? When is that coming? People were reporting that it was going to be made today, Tuesday. I think right now, President Trump is handling himself masterfully. If you notice, it's almost uncharacteristic how the Trump campaign has held their fire, meaning they're not really firing off against Joe Biden right now. It seems like they're kind of letting the Democrat Party hang themselves. It kind of seems like they're letting them have all the infighting. And Trump and his surrogates and everybody around him are kind of just sitting there observing it and watching it. You don't see President Trump right now making new news for himself. You kind of see him watching Biden flounder and fold and watching the Democrat Party implode on each other. I think it's a brilliant strategy. I think there's going to be plenty of news to be made next week at the RNC convention when that kicks up. So right now, President Trump kind of playing cool under the radar is brilliant strategy. Now, President Trump is going to have a rally later today in Doral, Florida. And he is just, again, out of the spotlight, playing it cool, hasn't been jumping on the Joe Biden's cognitively impaired train. Obviously, he wants Joe Biden to be the nominee, like we all want Joe Biden to be the nominee. I actually think right now, any Republican who is talking about the 25th Amendment is a blanking idiot. I don't want to curse, family show, show's only 7 minutes in, so I'm not going to start doing that yet. But you're an absolute idiot if you're talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. There are Republicans out there, oh, well, this time for the 25th Amendment. No! No 25th Amendment. Let him go. Follow President Trump's lead. When your enemy is making mistakes at monumental and historic proportions, you let it ride. So President Trump last night did an interview, kind of a surprise interview, with Sean Hannity, and he touched on a lot of different topics. First and foremost, he made zero news when it came to the VP. Smart strategy. He needs to wait till next week. Even if he had the VP pick, like packaged up and ready to go, you don't make the pick this week. You let this press cycle continue. You let it get worse and worse and worse. Literally, at the White House yesterday, it was a frenzy in the briefing room when they were asking Jean Pierre about the Parkinson's doctor that kept visiting the White House, and she wouldn't give an answer, and the press was like, F you! They were going crazy. It was a big fight. It was great. Let that dominate the headlines. Trump's handling this masterfully. He's playing it cool. Yesterday, we didn't even talk about him on the show. I'm like, what about Donnie Boy? We didn't even talk about him. All this stuff going on. So here you go. President Trump last night on Hannity's show, an example of it. I like this messaging. I like this narrative. Frankie, roll it.
Did they purposely cover for him, in your view?
Well, they cover for him, and they still are sort of covering, but now it's getting very difficult to do that. And, you know, it looks to me like he may very well stay in. He's got an ego, and he doesn't want to quit. He doesn't want to do that. It just looks to me like that's what he wants. I think Jill would like to see him stay. She's having a good time. I notice she really seems to be having a good time, and I'm hearing that Hunter is calling the shots. So this isn't necessarily a very positive thing for our country. But I think he, you know, might very well stay in. And if he does, nobody wants to give that up that way. He's going to feel badly about himself for a long time. It's hard to give it up that way, the way where they're trying to force him out. So, I mean, you really have to speak to his doctors. But obviously, he's been sheltered by the fake news media. That's why they call it the fake news.
Love it. I like when he just goes... And well, yeah, Hunter's running the show, and that's not exactly good for the country.
You couldn't even keep it straight.
Say no more. Say no more. And he does the laugh, and it's just so good. Again, I think strategically Trump is playing this game, okay, where he's kind of letting it all play out. Because again, if you're President Trump right now, the last 9 years, you've never had it where the media was coming down so hard on somebody in which you were engaged in either a primary or a general against. Does that make sense? Like, we never saw, and think about it, Trump's been in politics for 9 years. He's running against all these people. They've never kind of come down on somebody like they're coming down on Biden. So maybe even he's speechless, like, wow, I just kind of let this ride. It's like pretty funny. So all that's happening, and listen, if anybody has any sympathy for Joe Biden, I'm here to tell you don't. Remember Joe Biden? What's your foreign policy in your words to Xi Jinping and Putin?
Don't.
Remember that? Well, how about this? When it comes to feeling sympathy for Biden, don't. Because this is what the Biden regime continues to do in their final days as they flounder into the abyss and the oblivion. You would think that somebody right now who has as historic disapproval numbers as Biden does, that at the very least they would do things that kind of, you know, would at least on a policy basis get people that are undecided swing voters back on track. You would think that, right? Well, that doesn't seem to be the case, even as these things are going on. Even as Biden is absolutely getting decimated in the polls, it's a bloodbath, haha. He is now down 6 in the general election polls. Every single swing state he's down. Traditional blue states are in the margin of error. Blue states like New Jersey, Trump is up in the last 2 polls. You would think they would do something to try to get percentage of the vote back. And if they were doing stuff like that, then you would at least think, well, okay, they're kind of running a legitimate campaign. Well, they're not. The Biden office, again, we exposed in the show yesterday how Biden's not calling any of the shots. We showed you the picture of the people who actually are crafting policy and messaging in the Biden regime. And oh, newsflash, it's a bunch of 20 to 30 something geeky gender study major liberals working for Jean Pierre. This is what the regime put out. Their official stance against the SAVE Act, which Speaker Mike Johnson is bringing for a vote in the House. The SAVE Act essentially is an acronym, and it is a bill that prevents illegal aliens from voting in federal elections. It's very simple and cut and dry. As a matter of fact, in all types of polling that's done, typically it's 85 to 90% of the total electorate, not Republicans, but the total electorate are against illegals from voting. Wow, what a newsflash. I'm actually surprised that 10% of the American public is in support of illegals being able to vote, but that's neither here nor there. 90%, 80 to 90% of the public is against it. So you would at least think that Biden would be against this, that he at least would throw it out there to try and say, hey, look, I'm still a sensible, rational guy. No. Joe Biden's office yesterday released this statement against the SAVE Act. They're against it. You gotta wonder why they would be against a bill that is designed to prevent illegals from voting. So they do everything they can to try to get illegals into the country, everything again to get illegals taxpayer-funded resources and debit cards and shelters, And now they're doing everything they can and bringing out their heavy big gun DNC lawyers and the likes to prevent the House and then the Senate from passing a bill barring illegal aliens from voting in federal elections. You would think that would be like the thing they wouldn't touch if they're trying to win over independent voters. But no, they're touching it. And it goes to show you again, they're not interested in playing a normal game in this 2024 election cycle. They are interested in brute force power. They will kick out Joe Biden when they need to. They will have the illegal aliens on the voter rolls when they need to, where they need to. It's disgusting. So I have zero sympathy and I have zero trust because the mainstream media is still not calling out this type of egregious behavior. Yes, they're talking about the demise of Joe Biden mentally and physically. We get it. That's because they're putting him out to pasture, slow walking it. So when he steps aside, he looks valiant. I'm telling you that's the plan. You don't take people like Jake Tapper, who are all of a sudden against Biden, and say they saw the light. These people do not see the light. They say what they're supposed to say, and the shift, although it is real, is calculated. Yeah, it's real. He's shifting his stance. But is it because all of a sudden he's agreeing with Trump? No, absolutely not. Let me give a little flashback of who Jake Tapper and CNN really is. This was the kind of trash they were running when everybody was talking about Biden's cognitive decline, when they were still able to cover it up a little bit with a speech impediment cover-up. Listen to this disingenuous garbage that they spit on CNN. Frankie, roll it.
Every time he comes on stage or they turn to him, I'm like, Joe, can you get it out? Let's get the words out, Joe. You kind of feel bad for him.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
First and foremost, I had no idea that Joe Biden ever suffered from a stutter. I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
You are so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was a stuttering.
I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians.
Do you see the way that Tapper was fighting that one? We showed you time after time, Biden stuttering, getting lost, shaking hands with nobody, invoking a message about kids turning on the record player, not knowing what year it is, talking about corn pop with hairy legs. I mean, it's been on full display for years. And guess what? We have showed you clips on this show, like last week, where we showed you Clarence Thomas against Joe Biden as a senator. He didn't have a speech impediment then. What changed since that time? Two brain surgeries and father time. You get two brain surgeries in your 60s and you're 82 years old. There's a little thing called cognitive decline. Jake Tapper denied the existence of it. Now listen to the tune that he plays. Don't cheer for this. It's funny. We're going to laugh. But don't cheer for it. Something's going on. Roll this.
Before the president did that, he called into a couple of black radio stations where he said, among other things, this.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president. I'm proud of all the first black women in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together look, this is the United States of America.
He's proud to be the first black woman? Not coherent. And even then, we later found out, later from the radio host, that the Biden campaign had given her a list of questions to ask President Biden. That is a huge no-no in journalism, and the host was fired for it.
But
remains quite telling that in the Biden campaign's efforts to show that the president has not missed a step, his campaign felt the need to feed questions to the hosts for a call-in radio interview. And the president still, even then, failed to deliver in many of his answers.
Whoa, what's going on there? When Tapper said, acknowledges that he called himself the first black woman president. And then Frankie points out the irony. It's like, remember this little thing called Donna Brazile and the CNN debate questions where she gave the questions to Hillary Clinton before the debate? Yeah. So not buying it one bit. Now, you can look at the flip side of the coin of, I guess you could call this the spin in favor of Biden, acknowledging his cognitive decline, but now moving the Overton window of a narrative where if you're the president, you know, standing and delivering on your platform and your message as the leader of the free world isn't so important, because when you do the job, you're surrounded by your aides and your advisors. So that should now be the format of the debate. Are you following me here? The mental hula hoop and gymnastics are making you jump through here. Lawrence O'Donnell, roll, Frankie.
To allow the candidates to have as many staff as they want, join them on the stage throughout the debate, and make sure that all of them have microphones. And the candidates should be allowed to turn to their staffs and confer with them about anything at any time in the debate. And we should be able to hear everything they say, so we can hear if the candidate has competent or incompetent staff. We could hear the candidate overrule some advisors and say something else. We could watch the candidates actually think and process information, including possibly information that they might not know until a staff member tells them or reminds them. A candidate should be allowed to let staff members actually answer questions for them, just as the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, answers questions on behalf of the president around the world, as has every Secretary of State in history. That's the way the
How about this? Talking about every person in history, Lawrence O'Donnell. And by the way, Lawrence O'Donnell has personally called me a lunatic. How about him saying that that's normal and I'm a lunatic? How about this, Lawrence O'Donnell, from the lunatic? Every president in history has stood on a stage and debated their opponent by themselves. How about that? You lunatic.
What a joke, dude.
It's amazing, Frankie. What a joke. But I got it. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I'd fault their graphics team and all the people that work with him for how, like, plain and boring his whole presentation is. But then I remember, he treats them like garbage, and they probably do that on purpose.
Yes.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's true.
Exactly. You know, like screw this guy. So now to wrap this segment here, and we'll go a minute or two long, Frank, but that's okay. I got it under control. The RNC, President Trump, playing for keeps. We all know that the RNC convention is upon us next week. As a matter of fact, I personally am going to be going out to the RNC convention tomorrow. I'm going to be flying out there as I begin my work on the Rules Committee. And the platform committee convened over the last 24 hours, and everyone knows that the number one situation when it comes to the RNC, really the most important thing before the president gives their speech and is nominated, is the passing of the party's platform. So we want to tell you about what the platform is. And then in tomorrow's show, we're going to give you a run-by-run, step-by-step of what is going on and what this platform means. I'm talking to people right now who have been there in Wisconsin this week. Some people were on the platform committee or giving me information, but just wanted to throw this up super quick and give you a preview of what we're going to talk about in tomorrow's show, breaking down the platform, okay? Because it is a very important thing. It has things such as sealing the border, carrying out the largest deportation operation in American history. Those are at the top. We're going to stop outsourcing our jobs. Absolutely. We're going to prevent World War III. We're going to prevent the weaponization of government. We're going to stop the migrant crime epidemic and the cartel gang violence and drugs. We're going to rebuild cities. We're going to cut federal funding for schools pushing critical race theories and sexualizing our children. We're going to secure our elections, same-day voting, paper ballot voting, which, by the way, people like Elon Musk, not exactly right-wing radicals who stormed the Capitol, right? They support that. The narrative is breaking. This is common sense. And by the way, the thing that really got people in a tizzy, people are like, President Trump is going to pass a federal abortion ban. It's in his platform, Project 2025. Do you see it in the platform? No, you don't. So this is a great start. The platform is like a preview of what you're going to see in the week ahead when the convention starts. So the convention is going to start next week. You guys know we're going to be on the ground for it every single day. We're going to have some epic preview shows, and we're going to be doing a lot of broadcasting from on the ground in Wisconsin. You're not going to want to miss our coverage of it. We'll do some work with Rumble. I'm going to have some delegates. I'm going to have some other surprise guests, some people talking there. It's a big deal, okay? And yours truly is going to be at the center of it. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing. You're not going to want to miss a minute. More to come from the RNC. Little plug there. Just getting started. You might have heard that line before. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
We're rolling. We are rolling.
All right.
How we doing?
We are rolling, and we are appreciative of everybody who is tuning in today. I know Rumble today is having some, we could call it some technical difficulties, right, Frankie? Some technical difficulties. But that's okay. We love you anyway, and we got a beautiful chat. We got a beautiful chat of beautiful Patriots watching, and we have some beautiful sponsors too. And I'm gonna tell you guys about those sponsors, and then we're gonna roll into a little bit of live chat action here. And the first sponsor of our show, as we go here, are our friends and over at iTucker Pro. Guys, head over to iTuckerPro.com right now. It is a laser firearm home training system, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, why would I need a laser firearm home training system? That's because one, ammo's expensive, and two, the last time that it was election season, remember how hard it was to get ammo? Remember how they did that, how they intentionally clamped down on the supply chain? Yeah, they're gonna make it so you still have your Second Amendment rights. They always say, we're not coming for your Second Amendment rights. But then what they do is they absolutely jack up the price of ammo fictitiously, so then you can't buy it anymore, and they're trying to price out good, hardworking American patriots from owning firearms and owning ammo. I talk to people in New Jersey, they say the fees, okay, to register for guns are out of control. This is what they're doing. So guys, you gotta be ready to go. You gotta be autonomous. You gotta be saving that precious, you know, ammo you got there, saved up. So train with the iTucker Pro laser firearm home training system. You buy the bullet, it loads into the chamber, and it dry fires with your firearm into the target or the iTarget cubes. You see them on the screen right there. Okay, really easy to use, great setup. You use the app, you shoot into it, you're able to track your accuracy, rounds, speed between your draw in real time. And guys, my own father used it, he's 64 years old. And he uses the iTucker Pro, former Federal Air Marshal sharpshooter. So go get one. It's an amazing gift. And you know what? I really like them. They're a great sponsor. They're sponsoring us for the long haul. And they pay the bills on time. So we love them. So guys, iTarget Pro, promo code Crispy. Go support them. And they have great customer service. People have told me about how what a pleasurable experience it is working with them. No surprise there, guys. iTuckerPro.com, promo code Crispy. Let's go. All right. And now a word from our next sponsor. Yes, Frankie.
Well, I was just going to say, Mike, I went to, you know, there's a new gun store by my parents' house. My dad's like, yo, let's go. It's been a while since we grabbed a couple of rifles. Go in there, very excited.
Okay.
And according to the guy who works at the gun store, he said, oh, you haven't heard that in New York since that Buffalo shooting in 2022, that they passed a bill in Albany that makes it so that I can no longer purchase an AR-15. Without going through some sort of training, and I have to get like a specific license, like as if I'm getting a carry,
Unbelievable.
A concealed carry license. So now they're actually cracking down in New York. It's insane. I mean, you can't even get you could only buy a shotgun or a bolt action rifle. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, man, we don't live in the same, you know, this is a communist state. It's basically what the guy tells me. I'm like, what is happening? So yeah, crazy. Stock up on that ammo.
That is, it really is. So they always say, oh, we're not going to take away your Second Amendment rights. But it's like, no, Second Amendment is absolute. It's absolute. Whatever you want to own, you can own it. Whatever type of ammo you want, you can own it. I actually am such an absolutist on Second Amendment. It's like, there's no gray area. Anybody can own a firearm, period. Unless you're, you know, if you're mentally deranged in a loony bin, okay, fine. You know, you're an axe murderer, okay, and you're locked away. But everyone should be able to own a Second Amendment, should be able to own a firearm, because Second Amendment's absolute, and good guys with gun stop bad guys with gun every single time. Very simple. All right, now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor are our good friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head over to goldwithcrispy.com or how about Crispy Bar? I mean, that one kind of sounds funny. That kind of sounds like, you know, sounds like a something you'd buy, you know, next to the Snickers, the Crispy Bar. Guys, Genesis Gold Group has goldwithcrispy.com and crispybar.com.
Extra crunch.
And listen, whether you want investment, or you want to talk about your investments and your 401k or your IRA and diversifying your portfolio with gold, I mean, the value of gold and silver has gone up as the value of paper money has gone down. And right now, all of your investments are literally in paper dollars. That means there's a hidden tax because the value of the dollar has gone down literally over the last 10, 20 years. It's gone down 20%. That's inflation. It's literally robbing the wealth in which you are putting in your 401k. Your 401k isn't making money for inflation. But if you had investments and diversifications in your 401k with gold, well, gold goes up with the market and the demand. So it's the hedge against inflation. Gold value goes up as inflation goes up, actually. So guys, gold is a very important thing you should own. Go to goldwithcrispy.com and get in touch with my friends at Genesis Gold Group. They will get you going. They are the official gold company of Mike Lindell. And if you want to own Small amounts. I'm talking like gold that you could fit in your hand, okay, in your wallet. Guys, you got to go to crispybar.com, okay, crispybar.com, and you can get these amazing prepper bars. Okay, you see them on the screen right there, and you see I'm holding the silver one. It kind of looks like a chocolate bar, right? It has like the breakdown, like the little pieces, and they're in the grams. And you guys know when you look at the value of gold and silver, it's in grams. So these pieces here, you could break them off, and they're in grams, okay? They're in grams, and it's small amounts you can own. So people are always like, oh, I can't afford the big thing, but I want to own some. I want to own, you know, some gold and silver, you know, for my family and whatnot. Well, this is the way that you can own it right here. This is a silver prepper bar from Genesis Gold Group. Guys, go to crispybar.com. The gold ones, I think, are already sold out. They're really amazing. But you can get some of these silver ones today, and like the one that I have right here. Crispybar.com, our friends at Genesis Gold Group. All right. Wonderful. Frankie, how are we doing? I see we got some things going on today with Rumble. I see people talking about it in the chat. Guys, listen, we're all good. Show is rolling. We appreciate
all good.
It.
I see,
make sure you just are rumbling this video.
I see Florida
make
Bob.
Make sure you refresh this stream.
He said, I want a cannon. Now listen, Florida Bob, I'm no firearms expert, but if you could get a cannon, I know that it would only be in Florida or Texas that you can get that cannon. So hey, try to get that cannon.
Listen, I'm a big supporter of a little thing called people being able to own cannons. I really am. I just think it's absolutely, you want a cannon, you should be able to have a cannon, period. So, I mean, you hear Biden, he goes, oh, people have their guns.
We got F-16
to take down the government. Wait, shut up with your veiled threat, you old man. Yeah. So, all right, guys, what a great live chat today we got going on right now. Alex Sand, great to see you. T.D. Hodges, great to see you. Amanda Collins, great to see you. Amanda. Amanda wrote to me and said, this is how great Amanda Collins is and our fans. Amanda says, Mike, I'm really sorry I missed the show yesterday. Listen, Amanda, that's okay. Like, you know, you're a great patriot. We understand things happen. Amanda Collins said her cousin passed away, unfortunately. Amanda Collins' cousin. So Amanda Collins, we're praying for you and your family during this difficult time. Your cousin who passed away, Amanda Collins, prayers for you and your family and your cousin. Frankie, do some live chats. I got to sneezer.
How we doing? Oh, there we go. How we doing, guys? What else we got? Log, can we talk about you in the RNC? Oh, that's a crispy question. Can't answer that one. What else we got? Frankie, you rock, and Mike too. Thank you, Log, again. I've got a cannon, Redneck 1776. Well, according to that username, you better have a cannon. That's the best redneck comment I've ever gotten.
Go. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Frankie. Let's get a multi-view on the thing. It's a little multi-view reset, and I'll do some chats. All right, let's see what we got here, guys. We got Toriac. That's a new one. I haven't shouted out Toriac. Florida, do you still have Donna Brazil accomplice as a representative? That's interesting. I don't know the answer to that. I guess they're asking Florida Bob. Where's Florida Bob? One of my favorite people. CQ, no Lola. People are like, what happened to Lola? They're like, Frankie's, chintzing out. Where's Lola in the chat? We don't have any Lola here. Hey, Frankie, Skylar from Florida. We got Skylar from Florida in the house. Frankie, where's Lola been?
Lola's home. I'm sorry, guys. I was moving some things. I got backdrops. We got photo shoots coming. I'm moving around. You know, she still loves us. She loves you. She misses you. She'll be back. Tomorrow? If I say it, it's got to happen. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I don't know if tomorrow's going to happen there. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. With our schedule, with the RNC stuff. Actually, Lola would be good for when I'm broadcasting on the road. You know, that would cheer up everybody. Anyway, T.D. Hodges, Amanda, conservative, Tinson McGroin. Say my name, Mike. Say it. I just said it. Okay? Boom. There you go. Let's get back into it.
We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. And listen, it's not a good time for you when you're running for election, re-election, and your number one message is that I'm not a vegetable. I said that on the show yesterday, and I'm kind of continuing on that theme for a minute. Yesterday, Joe Biden went on Morning Joe. Now, you know, Morning Joe has really just been in the tank for Biden every step of the way and really suffering from intense Trump derangement syndrome. Now, this was a very interesting interview because I don't know if they were trying to make it go well for Biden. It was a phone interview, so obviously the guy was carefully reading a script from what was written in front of him. And I could almost guarantee that they talked about what would be asked ahead of time. You guys know that. They make a line, oh, candidates are never asked. No, you know what Biden was going to be asked, because literally during the course of this interview, papers were being shuffled, okay, during the thing. You could like hear it in the background. But listen to the way that Mika talks to Joe Biden. You tell me if this is a guy who they want to stay in the race. Asking him, first question, hey, Mr. President, running for re-election, how's it going with you and Parkinson's disease? Roll it, Frankie.
Have you been tested for any age-related illnesses, pre-Parkinson's, or anything like that that might explain sort of having a night like that where you couldn't finish sentences?
Look, I had before... I was feeling so badly before the debate. When I came back, they tested me before. I thought maybe I had COVID, maybe there was something wrong. I had an infection or something. They tested me. They gave me those tests. I was clear. So, but look, I had a bad night. But the fact of the matter is, look at what I'm doing. I mean, let me put it this way. If there was something that was wrong that night, it's not like it comes and that's one night and goes away. That's why I've been out. I've been testing myself, been testing everywhere I go,
okay,
going out and making the case. The night of that debate, I went out. I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So, yeah, it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. They basically, as soon as he got off the stage, he was able to get re-hopped up with amphetamines. Nobody's impressed by that. And then he goes, I got tested for COVID. Thank you for clearing that up. Not tested for Parkinson's, tested for COVID. And then he says if it was something that was going on that night, it would still be happening. And that's why I've continued to get tested. Something was definitely wrong that night and you continue to have that problem. Thank you for acknowledging that, Joe. And then he goes, oh, I didn't feel good when I came back from my foreign trip. You know, my aides were trying to tell me I shouldn't be pushing myself so hard, but I just got back from my foreign trip. It's like, Joe, you spent 7 straight days with no public appearances at all before the debate. Are we supposed to forget that little detail? It's like, got back from the trip. Usually, like, listen, I travel a lot. I go to different places. And if I'm really tired from like a week of traveling, I get it. Maybe one day you take a day off and then you're back. You take a normal night's sleep and then you're ready to go. This guy took 7 days and then he still didn't feel good and he's blaming his foreign trip from 8 days prior. It's like, I think him admitting that, Frankie, tells us there's something even worse than the Parkinson's theory.
Yeah, but also, Mike, they don't give you a 747 basically to yourself with a king size bed and a room to sleep in. It's not like this guy is sitting coach and all crunched up and miserable. He's literally giving filet mignons and, giving feet massages, for crying out loud. I mean, it's a joke, right?
Absolutely. Absolute joke. And the guy is absolute... Frankie, listen. The guy is a absolute joke. Now, speaking of absolute joke, it continued on, okay? It continued on when then Joe Biden started to get a little bit testy with the folks at Morning Joe. And he invoked Frankie's favorite line when Frankie's mad at me. Listen here, pal. Roll it.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for 2 reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people. Give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance. Number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me in the convention.
Hey, by the way, Joe Biden invoking the elites is the most irony I've probably ever heard someone say. Yeah, Joe Biden is not with the elites. Joe Biden is this insurgent outcast candidate. Yeah, 100%. No, the elites made Joe Biden, and now the elites are taking out Joe Biden. And the hilarious part is he goes, I still got my support with the blacks. I still got, like, that's the first thing he jumps to. Like, basically, like, his paid-off modern-day plantation class. Okay, that, he still has them. He still has them. Maxine Waters and her ilk. It is an absolute disgrace. The guy's ruffling papers, reading his line. He's getting angry. I want it to be fair for everybody. Oh, you want it to be fair for everybody, but Joe Biden, did you know that your administration just released a memorandum against the SAVE Act where they only want American citizens to be able to vote and they were against that? But he wants it to be fair for everybody. The man is completely lost. And you know what's funny, Frankie, when it comes to replacing him? This was, I saw yesterday on Alex Jones' show. He had somebody on talking about how Joe Biden, how is Joe Biden still in the race? Did you see this? And they're like, well, Joe Biden, don't forget the fact that Joe Biden probably has some leverage also on the people who have leverage against him. So think about Barack Obama, like when Joe was picked as the vice president. Like, how was Joe picked as the vice president? They didn't really like each other. They picked Joe Biden. Joe Biden also said he wanted to be the quote-unquote last one in the room all the time when Barack was making a decision. That's because he wanted to have decision-making powers just as much as Barack Hussein. And people were saying that the reason was because Joe Biden has always been a stone-cold, calculated operator, literally playing the swamp game as bad as anybody. We know that through Hunter. We know that through the foreign business dealings. We know that through Devin Archer. We know that through Bob Alinsky. So it's like he's played the game too. Okay, he's not just a string, like puppet on a string. He played the game. And it's rumored that Biden had dirt on Obama, and that's why he was able to get things like, again, be in charge of certain aspects of foreign policy, which made it easy to funnel the money in. And they say that Biden at the time probably had dirt on Barack Hussein Obama's homosexuality and was holding it against Barack Hussein back in the day to, one, make him the vice president, and then, two, being able to put him in places where he would have his influence for his family to make the money. Do not discredit how evil this man is. Absolute fact. Now, it's amazing to me also, Frankie, how it's not just Biden, it's also his enablers, okay? It's people like Dr. Jill Biden. For example, here, you could check out the fact that Dr. Jill is now hitting the campaign trail without Joe Biden. So Joe Biden goes, well, I was getting tested for COVID. Okay, no one's believing that. Because was he coughing? Was he wheezing? Was he wincing? Was he, you know, no, he just was literally dementia ridden, couldn't speak. Joe Biden is making three stops in a day where Joe Biden is making none. Joe Biden is now giving speeches solo, riding on Air Force One, by herself. It's like, what's going on here, Frankie? She's giving speeches by herself while Biden is out of the public eye. Now he says, well, it's because I'm continuing to get tested. So now Biden is trying to spin the mental gymnastics that he's not in the public eye because his debate performance was bad, because he wasn't feeling well, even though he had 7 days, cooped up in isolation at Camp David. And the reason that he's still not on the trail isn't because his mental state is deteriorating in real time. Again, his George Stephanopoulos interview, nonsensical, deteriorating. His interview, his call into Morning Joe, nonsensical. His interview, call into the black radio station. He called himself the first black woman president. I mean, it's like all that's because of his COVID testing that needs to be done, him not feeling well. And then the Parkinson's doctor continuing to come to the White House month after month after month, world-renowned Parkinson's doctor, and then the Biden regime giving no information, saying, well, Biden's entitled to his privacy. That's what Jean Pierre said. How's he entitled to his privacy? Exactly. It's like, it just makes no sense. He's the president of the United States. Joe Biden doing all the campaigning. And then when Joe Biden is asked about, you know, any type of normal thing that somebody on a campaign trail would be asked about, Joe Biden takes a page out of the Joe Biden playbook. Again, Biden, I guess, gets away with it because he's crotchety and old and has dementia and all that. But Joe Biden does this. And I'm like, hey, Dr. Jill, have you ever seen a press pool before? Literally in a press pool, reporters yell questions so you hear it over the commotion and answer them. Listen to how Dr. Jill reacts. This is not a nice woman. Roll it, Frankie.
Do you have any message to House Democrats who are calling for your husband to drop out of the race? How are you feeling about the state of the race?
All right, ladies.
Why are you screaming at me? You know me. Don't scream at me. Just let
So you see there, she goes, why are you screaming at me? Why are you? Yeah, Dr. Jill. So if they spoke softly, you were going to answer the question?
That's the best part. It's like, oh, just let me talk. Yeah. Continues to walk away and not talk.
Okay. Why are you yelling at me? You know me. Yeah. We know Dr. Jill. This is how well people know Dr. Jill. This is how the mainstream media covered this vile witch. Okay, and I say the word witch, but you can substitute another letter in the equation. This is how they cover her. Lowest common denominator, The View, okay? shilling for Dr. Jill and Joe to the bitter end. Little throwback here. We showed you the Tapper throwback to now. This is the Dr. Jill throwback to now. Whoopi Goldberg, Surgeon General Jill Biden. Roll, Frankie.
And Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. His wife.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's wife, because she, you know, he would never do it, but she, she's a hell of a doctor. She's an amazing doctor.
I thought she was a doctor and
PhD.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
I thought she was I think she's not. She's a teacher, but, you know.
Whoopi's like, it's so racist that you correct the fact that she's not a doctor. I had such a good line there. She's a brilliant doctor. She should be a Surgeon General. And you see everybody wincing, right? They don't want to correct her. But it's like, again, that's what they're putting on TV. And then they call people like Mean Frankie, you know, like the fringe loons on the internet. But it's like, that woman's on cable. But it gets worse. We've showed you Tapper go from one spectrum to the other. How about Whoopi Goldberg? How's Whoopi Goldberg's maturation been in this process? Is it possible that it only got worse for her from that moment? That was Whoopi Goldberg when Biden won, when they stole it for him. This is Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. Roll it.
I'm just going to add my two cents because I wasn't here on the day that y'all talked about it. I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this, or you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what, I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah, I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine. Now, I'm not running the world, but I don't know anybody who doesn't step in stuff at some point. So I'm just simply saying, yeah, there are two debates. And if he can't do what he needs to do for the second debate, I'll join any crew that says get rid of him. But loyalty to me, if you are doing the job, I might not like everything you're doing. I don't like it all. But I'm going to stand behind you like those guys stand behind the guy who should have been the person people were talking about saying, yeah, Biden had a...
You just lose the brain cells. You can just feel the brain cells getting sucked out of your head. Whoopi has the poopy days too. That's real television right there. When's the second debate? That's what the question, okay. So now everyone's like, second debate. And Trump said, how about this? This is great. Trump said, how about we have a debate where we have no moderators and we just stand on a stage with a video camera? And just go. Like, let's just ask each other questions. Hey, Whoopi, if everyone says that Biden's so great and he just had a bad day and the moderators did this and the camera angle did that and CNN, let him just talk to each other. How about that? Sounds good. No muting all the microphones and then let it go. Do that. I think it's only going to get better because Biden is only getting worse. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere. All right.
Unreal.
Frankie, you got those poopy days too. Oh my goodness.
What a joke.
Oh boy. What a joke. So listen, everybody, I want to thank you all for tuning in very much. I want to thank you guys for being amazing supporters of this broadcast. I don't want to tell you guys about our sponsors of this show and the next two sponsors of the show. First, we have our good friends that we're going to roll a commercial on over at Armra Colostrum. Okay. Armra Colostrum. TryArmor.com/LFATV for 15% off. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Armra Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
You wanna try it? TryArmor.com.
TryArmra.com/LFATV for 15% off. Be like producer Frankie's fiance. She's taking colostrum, right, Frankie?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's the healthiest family I've ever seen right there. So We appreciate them. TryArmor.com/LFATV. And now a word from our next sponsor. And our next sponsor are our friends back from TacRite, baby. It is TacRite LFA TV or TacRiteLFA.com. TacRiteLFA.com. Guys, they have the night vision goggles, okay? They have the night vision goggles. Here's the deal. Did you always want to own night vision binoculars, but you didn't get one because of how pricey it was? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, TacRite. Similar night vision goggles usually sell for $4,000 that are military grade, but TacRite was able to make this revolutionary new system for, like I said, under $200. TacRite even lets you see in the pitch darkness. Our viewers can get amazing one-time discount. You can grab one for under $200. You don't need a coupon code. Just go to TacRiteLFA.com. That is TacRiteLFA.com, T-A-C-R-I-G-H-T, LFA.com. Listen, this makes a great gift for anybody interested in the outdoors, hunting, military, or just wants to be able to feel safe at night. Or if you're like Frankie, you want to produce the show in the darkness, right? You want a little darkness? So guys, TacRiteLFA.com. Go there right now. Save. Let's go. Okay. Frankie, how we doing?
You know, the equipment always looks better, Mike, when the lights are off. It's true. It's true. The buttons so true. Glow. I enjoy it. But, you know, it's a little dark in here.
Well, listen, we all appreciate Frankie working very hard. It's a big week ahead. It's a big week next week. And we're appreciative of everybody who's sticking with us today. Even the days that there's some technical difficulties with Rumble. You're sticking with us, so we appreciate everybody doing that. Redneck1776, you got a lot to say today. We appreciate you, brother. You, Redneck1776, you're the viewer of the day. How about that? Because you've gotten two comments right, viewer of the day. Boom, Redneck1776. Veronica, we appreciate you. ConservaQ says, got the goggles yesterday. A lot of night vision goggles, peoples. We got Vintage Lula Gal. We got Cookie Kaspari. That's a new one. Have you ever shouted them out?
Kaspari.
Jake Tapper didn't know the difference between cognitive decline and a stutter. What an idiot. Very well said. Frankie, you nailed it. Frankie always nails it every single show. How do you nail for 440 episodes in a row? Just Frankie.
It's not easy.
Not easy. 1 a.m. Good to see you. Terry W. I won't read that. A little vulgar, but we appreciate it. But we got everybody here watching today. We got a great chat. And guys, we got so much coming up here with the RNC convention upon us. You are not going to want to miss a minute. Without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, we haven't talked about some of the local things going on within the states, and we haven't talked for a little bit about the migrant invasion that continues to plague our big cities and get worse quite literally by the day. Now, many people are talking about why, how, why do people sell out our country? Why do they allow illegals to be imported and moved into high-end hotels? Why do financial institutions administer debit card programs? Why do politicians support administering the debit card programs? Well, we're starting to get answers on these things. You might remember a couple of months ago, we talked about on the show how the city of New York gave a contract to a financial firm, of course, a predominantly black-owned financial firm, so nobody can criticize them whatsoever, otherwise you'd be racist. They made millions of dollars in fees, which obviously then were donated back to the politicians through PACs and different types of committees and things of those nature. And we saw that and we exposed it. And we talked about the seven-figure payouts that they had to incentivize more debit card production and more debit cards administered to more illegals. Basically saying if the spend went up, then bonuses were triggered. How does that make any sense? The credit system now being used to boost up illegals and the credit card companies. It's quite bizarre. But what about the hotels? You're probably saying the migrants don't have the means to stay at the Roosevelt Hotel or any of these other five-star hotels. Why are hotels and these public facilities moving in migrants? Well, this is why, Frankie Rowland.
The taxpayer tab for that, $1 billion. So the hotels are making money and we are paying for it all. And there's another statistic that if you break it down per household, $352 per day for New York households.
So think about it, $352 per day per New York household. What is $352 a day good for in the city of New York. Can you imagine if every single family that was struggling right now in New York had $352 more dollars? This is where I get outraged on behalf of people who can't even think for themselves. It's unbelievable. And the hotels don't care. The hotels don't care because, again, they got 100% occupancy. They don't have to deal with people booking services, checking people in. The city does it all. They get paid a nice upfront rate for the month. It's going to be filled. We're going to block out every single room. Paid upfront for the month. Don't have to do any of the input number to make the money that the hotel has to spend to make money. Does that make sense? Big lump sum from the city funded by you. And then the migrants go and screw it up and jack it up. But that's okay. The city will pay for that too. Because they're paying such an exorbitantly high rate for the room that then allows them to do whatever they want. It is disgusting. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and if you think that this has nothing to do with these huge conglomerates of hotels, like we got Marriott, who basically Marriott and Hilton own every hotel under the sun at this point, like 98% of the market. Yeah. And if you think that they don't have lobbyists that are pushing these agendas and helping this nonsense, like, you got another thing coming. It's 100%. They have so many lobbyists that are pushing these illegal immigrant policies because it helps them. It helps these hotels. And they're not going to stop. It's just, it's insane.
That is the reason why. It is special interests in the hospitality industry in cities in which the occupancy is lower to begin with, because nobody wants to go to these third world leftist cities that have crime rampant. Think about it. Tourism is down in major cities across the country. That's because of left-wing DAs who are initiating soft on crime policies. People don't want to go visit anymore, obviously. Prices are going up in these big cities. Rampant inflation is felt the worst in major cities. That's Bidenomics at work. So nobody wants to visit anymore. So what do the hospitality lobbyists do? They lobby for the government to subsidize and pay max rate for the illegals to stay in there. And they do it. This is a vicious, disgusting, never-ending cycle. Disgusting. All right, worth a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Wake up, New York. Do not go anywhere.
What a joke.
It's unbelievable, Frank. It really, these are like fellow people who live in New York, and it's like they're just never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. I drive through New York all the time, and the roads are shit. The traffic is disgusting because of the road patterns and the potholes, and everyone thinks this is just how we have to live. Stop complaining. You should be. It's like, no, you pay the most money in taxes of anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. You probably should have immaculate conditions. And guess what? Any leftover money should go to people who are in need, who are a part of our system. Is that too much to ask? Or you're racist if you say that. So bad, Frankie. It's so bad. All right, guys. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Guys, please make sure you rumble this video. Please make sure you share the stream. Please make sure you support LFA TV. Guys, go to LFATV.us right now. If you can become a monthly donor, that would be great if you could do that. And if you guys can go to MyPillow right now, MyPillow.com, and use promo code UNAFRAID. MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. Guys, the great Mike Lindell has so many amazing products. It's summertime. Go shop today. It helps our show so much because they're very, very good, very, very generous with the hosts and what they give back. So if you want to help the show directly, okay, MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID. Get yourself something nice, as we say. Get yourself something nice, and it will help support this broadcast big time. Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing great, Mike. How you doing? People like that in the chat.
How you doing? Florida Bob, how you doing? C. Gannon, 6513. I see so many people who are not able to pay their rent, and we are doing this. It is very sad. Yes, absolutely. Biden inflation, baby. Rent rates going up, mortgage rates getting jacked up. It's all spurred by Biden intentionally tanking this economy. 100%. And the COVID thing was part of it, okay? I have more to say about that, actually, but we'll talk about it in tomorrow's show. All right, Frankie, let's get back into it.
Getting back into it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, as we wrap up the show today, obviously over the last two episodes, we've done a lot of coverage of the internal struggle within the Democrat Party. Right now, as the RNC is passing their platform and getting ready to nominate President Trump with historic levels of support, as he's winning in states that have never been won by a Republican in decades, the Democrat Party is clinging to nothing at this point. No accomplishments to run on, a candidate who literally is a vegetable, and a national convention that is coming up in about a month, and they have no idea who they're going to nominate. Biden has leverage on the Obama people. The Obama people have leverage on Biden. The Soros people have leverage on the mega donors. The mega donors have leverage on Biden. Biden has leverage on people that the mega donors need to stay in power. It is a tangled web that you weave when you practice to deceive. How about that? A little nursery rhyme there for you. So it all boils down to, what are they protecting exactly? What's real, like everyone who's still going for Biden and Whoopi and Morning Joe and the people who are kind of still carrying water and fighting for the future of the Democrat Party. We love Joe. Joe is so amazing. He has saved the country, but maybe it's time for him to go. What are you protecting exactly? How's the economy doing? Again, they want to talk about Biden's mental health, but that's because when they swap Biden, they're able to then not talk about the absolute failures of the party and of the regime. Hundreds of people who make this decline possible. How about Bidenomics? Let's check in on that. Frankie, roll it.
70% of Ohio restaurants plan to increase their prices. So the association representing about 25,000 restaurants in Ohio has been conducting business impact polls since 2020 to collect data on the state of the industry. And the most recent poll finds that 92% of businesses reported food costs were higher during the first quarter of 2024 compared to the first quarter of 2023.
Yes, so your food costs more money, your roads are shit, your money's now going to NATO because you should feel good about the foreign alliances. Nobody's paying their fair share. We're funding the Ukrainian pensions. The migrants are now living in five-star accommodations while people can't afford to pay their rent. People are afraid to go out at night in major cities because of equality and justice, aka soft on crime policies, and people are defending that still. Do not fall for it. We're going to shift gears here. We're moving into the RNC. We're moving into what's being passed. We're moving into the platform of the party. We're moving into VP talk and these things. But as we kind of tie the bow in the last couple days of this show, just remember, the media is not coming to our side. People aren't just starting to see the light of day about Biden right now. Very powerful people are telling them to run with this, to shield from that. Does that make sense? There you go. Stay on it. It's unbelievable. More to come. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have in the program today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it on a friend. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.